and talk some NRL now with Josh Masood from Channel 7. Hello, Josh. How are you, mate?
Yeah, great, Kevin. Absolutely wonderful.
And we've got Melbourne Storm. Literally, we've got Melbourne Storm right in our weather, but we've got them playing today too against Cronulla in the grand final rematch from 4 o'clock this afternoon.
It's been a massive week in rugby league, of course, you know, with Cooper Cronk headlining it and West Tigers getting a new coach. And this grand final replay has sort of been overlooked a little bit, I think. I think a lot of people have forgotten it's on with all the drama that happens in rugby league week to week, but it should be, yeah, an absolutely cracking game. Can Melbourne make it six in a row? Not many teams in the NRL win six straight games. It's such an even competition, so a real challenge for them.
Well, Cronulla haven't been great this year so far, and the Storm have been very good, as you say. You'd have to back them in today.
Yeah, it's such a topsy-turvy competition. I go back a couple of weeks, Melbourne against the West Tigers. They look like a team due to lose. They were very poor that day by their standards. Craig Bellamy actually went to the extent of ripping the team values off the wall and tearing them up in the players' faces. He was that angry with their performance.
Right.
They responded to that last week with a great performance against Penrith. We talked about that 7 days ago. Absolutely incredible, their defence. I just don't see too many teams win six in a row. Cronulla have been written off even before a ball was kicked in anger in this competition. Everyone's saying they had no chance of going back-to-back because they'd lost a few players. They're winning ugly. They're still staying competitive. I think it'll be really close this game. I think Cronulla troubled them last year as well. They last time they played at Amy Park was for the minor premiership in round 26. Again, it was a comprehensive win for the Storm on the scoreboard, but I think in the middle it was a very different story. I think this will be a cracking game. I don't think there'll be much in it.
Yeah, and the weather conditions are going to make sure that it's a real slog too. Don't worry about that. The Cooper Cronk situation, does he play next year? There's Billy Slater talking during the week that he might retire. What do you think?
Yeah, it's again a line ball call. Hard to get a read on whatever Cooper Cronk is doing. He did a round of media just a week before he came and made this announcement at the State of Origin launch and left everyone feeling that he was going to see out his two-year deal in Melbourne and that nothing had changed at all and that if he was going to leave, it was going to be when he renegotiated in 2016. So now he's come and dropped this bombshell. Who knows, really? I mean, I think the main thing for Cooper Cronk would be playing against these Melbourne players. That's got to be playing on his mind. That's got to be a difficult thing, but we're in a professional era. As for retirement, I don't know. I've never seen a 33, 34-year-old footballer in such good nick.
No, yeah.
He could play until he's 36, 37. It would seem a waste to me for him to hang up the boot. I mean, he can talk media. He can go and do public speaking for as long as he likes, but he can only play football for so long. So, yeah, I think it'd be a shame if he retired personally, and I think there's some Sydney clubs that could really use his services.
And at $1 million a year, it's a lot of money to turn your back on too. Josh, appreciate your time. Let's hope it is a cracker today between the Storm and Cronulla.
It sure will be. A pleasure.
Josh Masood there from Channel 7 speaking NRL, the Storm and Cronulla today at Amy Park from 4 o'clock this afternoon.